There are proposals for voter ID before Wisconsin lawmakers. However, nothing has been passed yet. Renee Shavers is associate director for the ACLU of Wisconsin. She says their organization has been following this issue on social media.
We've seen several things go out on Facebook and Twitter saying, make sure you get your ID for Election Day in order to go vote on April 5th. We want to make sure that people know that they don't need one for this election.
Rules also remain unchanged for first-time voters or those with a new name or different address. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says those voters can register at the polls as long as they have proof of residence, say, for instance, a utility bill or driver's license.
Wisconsin is very good about allowing that to happen at the polls on Election Day, but you do have to have that identifying document that's current, and we have a list of those on our website at gab.wi.gov.
Kennedy predicts turnout will top 20%, although he says it will probably be higher in Madison and Milwaukee. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.